HBCU pulls scholarship offer from white QB who was dropped by Florida for rapping the N-word. By Warner Todd Houston on January 30, 2023. Football coach Quinn Gray of Georgia's historically black Albany State University is apologizing for offering a scholarship to Marcus Stokes. The white student who lost his football scholarship when the University of Florida bowed to the woke mob and dropped him after he was seen on video rapping the N-word. Late last year, Stokes posted a video of himself to social media showing him rapping the N-word to a song on his car stereo system. The video was only seconds long, but it was enough for the cancel culture to claim him as a victim. The Florida Gators immediately pulled his scholarship and told him he was not welcome at the school. The incident put a major hitch in Stokes' college football career. Even though he is a four-star recruit and the number 25 quarterback in the 2023 signing class, as several other offers also evaporated in the wake of the N-word video. For his part, the player was contrite about the video and issued an apology saying on Twitter, "I was in my car listening to rap music, rapping along to the words, and posted a video of it on social media. I deeply apologize for the words in the song that I chose to say. It was hurtful and offensive to many people, and I regret that. I fully accept the consequences for my actions. And I respect the University of Florida's decision to withdraw my scholarship offer to play football." Last week, though, the logjam seemed to have broken with the offer from Albany. But that, too, now appears to be cancelled as Coach Quinn Gray has apologized for the offer and his decision to speak with a student that did not meet your expectations, Fox News reported. Gray fell on his sword for making the offer without mentioning Stokes directly. "Let me start with a humble apology. An apology for not honoring the tradition and history of ASU and for letting many of you down," Gray said on Saturday. "I didn't uphold the Ramilly standard that I know you expect. Please know that my decision to speak with a student that did not meet your expectations was unacceptable. I only wanted the best for our team, athletes, and institution when I invited the student to visit ASU. As I say to our players, there is a consequence to every action. The consequences of my actions brought pain to our university. I was trying to help a student get back in competition. And in my haste, I did not consider the impact the decision would have on all of you. Frankly, it wasn't my place to use ASU as the platform for redemption in this case. I regret that I used flawed judgment. If given the opportunity, I will do better," Gray added. "ASU expects excellence," he said. "The president has made it clear that my actions did not meet that standard. It was never my intent to misrepresent what ASU stands for nor to ignore the rich history of this institution. I am fully committed to the university's mission of supporting academic excellence and student success." Gray concluded with a sentimental appeal to the Ramilly. "Being accepted into the Ramilly is something that you have to earn. The Ramilly embodies the spirit, authenticity, and love forged from the toil of giants before me. My actions caused you to question my commitment to our institution and our ancestors. As the consequences go, I hope to find a way back into the Ramilly," he said. It isn't exactly clear if Albany has rescinded its offer, but it seems to be the case. According to reports, Stokes still has a shot with offers from Alabama A&M and West Florida. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.